in the lunchtime edition. SSA workers back on the job after meeting with the minister and chairman of the state agency. A St. Michael family demands justice after a man is killed in a ride by shooting at Nelson Street. Two other people injured. Neighbors at Durance Village in shock over the apparent suicide of a neighbor. The Barbados Labour Party appoints a chief executive officer and announces plans for its annual conference being held this weekend. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
And The Latest comes to you with the kind compliments of CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
You're always on the go, we know. Life can be a daily rush. CIBC First Caribbean, you can count on us. We make life easier. Manage your accounts at any time. Apply for a loan. It's easy when you bank online. We make life easier with choices that suit you. CIBC First Caribbean.
Staff of the Sanitation Service Authority, SSA, back on the job after going on strike for what's 2 days now over pay and allowances and what they say is their treatment by management. The workers at the SSA's main depot at Wilde, St. Michael, had walked off the job yesterday, and workers at the northern depot at Greenland, St. Andrew, reportedly joined them today. But they've agreed to resume work pending the outcome of discussions scheduled for later this week with the board and management. Minister of the Environment and National Beautification, Adrian Ford, SSA Chairman Ramon Allen, and Deputy General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers, Wayne Warren, addressed the striking workers at the Wilde Depot. Mr. Warren advised the striking SSA staff to let the industrial relations process work.
Be still, despite how angry you are. We have to protect you on the industrial relations code. So that if anything is said, we could stand up and say they are operating under the code they work with their union. Trust us. Let us stick to the code and let you speak. So the understanding is, there was an action yesterday, an easy, that the chairman did. We know recriminations that day, they were incensed. They will go back to work in good faith. And we have done it in past. There's no recrimination with the protest taken. But with the understanding that we can work the process on the process of
chance. And later, speaking to journalists, the SSA chairman, Mr. Alling, blamed the dispute on a breakdown in communication.
The minister and I would have come here today because what I believe is a miscommunication between the staff and the management in relation to the discussions that are ongoing with the NUPW. Arrangements were made with Mr. Waldron yesterday that we would have certain meetings and discussions on outstanding issues and that the staff would be going back to work. Based on discussions that I've had today with the staff, as chaired by the minister, obviously there was a lack of communication. Workers were unaware as to certain elements of the agreement that had been made. The commitment is that they will allow the process to go forward and that those negotiations with the NUPW will occur either tomorrow or Friday. So I put this down to an unfortunate issue of miscommunication.
The minister, Mr. Ford, meantime, assured the workers that their concerns will be addressed. We apologize for the background noise in the hectic depot yard.
And we care about our workers. And the workers have just committed to us that they are going to go back to work and do which they have been doing for all the years in terms of keeping this country not only clean, but beautiful. And to allow the process that the chairman alluded to be realized. And we are saying to the workers, we are thankful that we had the discussion this morning. So that is it from my position, and I'm happy to hear that the workers are satisfied that the arrangements are realized.
Minister of the Environment and National Beautification, Adrian Ford, in the Lunchtime Edition.
And the Lunchtime Edition coming to you with the kind compliments of CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
One of three people shot last night at Nelson Street in the city has died. 26-year-old Rashawn Alexander had been shot in the chest, while another man was shot in the buttocks and a woman in the ankle. A number of people said to be linemen on a block last night when two men rode up on a motorcycle and opened fire. Some relatives of the deceased say he may have just been in the wrong place at the wrong time. Meantime, his grandmother told of hearing the gunshots and hoping her grandson was not caught in the middle of it.
I was here sitting down with two friends, and when I was sitting on a lady pass, all of them got shooting in Nelson Street. I said, Lord, I hope my grandson ain't there. Because I knew he'd just be down there. The lady holler, the boy that gets shot, named Rayshon. My gentleman, when he tell me that, I sit down the same place, yeah, I piss on me. From the time they tell me that it was my grandson. She run, they gone, when they come back, she tell me, Mommy, you know it's Rayshon that get. I couldn't do nine more.
And the relatives now calling for justice to be served. Meantime, the police are investigating an apparent suicide at Durance Village, St. James. A man was found hanging in his apartment around 7:30 last night. Neighbors in the apartment building had not seen the man since Saturday. After an odor was detected coming from the apartment, the landlord, accompanied by a family member of the deceased, unlocked the apartment door and entered. It was then that the discovery was made. The deceased has been identified as 48-year-old Paul Sandiford, a freelance chef. Neighbors at Jones Village this morning were still in shock over the apparent suicide.
Look, Gally, if you could feel a shock, a sense of, it's kind of shocking to know that you just live next door and, you know, things happen that kind of way. You ain't looking for that kind of thing. You never experience it. So, it's not a good thing. You're thinking about it all last night.
Senator Patricia Parris is the new chief executive officer of the Barbados Labour Party, BLP. The announcement made this morning during the BLP's pre-conference media briefing at the party's headquarters. Senator Parris says this is the first time in 15 years the position of CEO was filled, and she outlined her role.
The role of the CEO is to ensure that the party, that we work hand in hand with the constituency branches so that we are in a better position to meet the needs of the constituents and the people we serve. And part of my duty as CEO would be to ensure that the promise the Prime Minister made to the people of this country in terms of reporting and visibility and being able to go to your constituency branch for assistance will be done.
Senator Parris says the popularity of the party remains high, as there was a high turnout for the activities the party held ahead of the conference scheduled to commence this weekend. Britain today announced that Guyanese nationals will no longer require visas to travel to the UK as of November the 9th. Our top stories. Sanitation Service Authority workers back on the job after meeting with the Minister of the Environment, Adrian Ford, the Chairman of the Board, Ramon Allen, and the Deputy General Secretary of the NUPW, Wayne Warrant. A St. Michael family demands justice after a man is killed in a riot by shooting at Nelson Street. Last night, two other people have been injured. Neighbors at Durance Village, St. James, in shock over the apparent suicide of a neighbor, a freelance chef. The BLP appoints Pat Parris as its new CEO. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.